to the point, Aaron just mentioned this, that the older you get, and I know there's a big discrepancy between his age and yours, but the older you get, these summers become more harder. It's not really a vacation. It's harder to stay ready physically for the season. Have you reached that point yet?
I have not reached that point, you know, and I feel better now than I did last year. So it's a matter of taking care of yourself.
On the mental end of it, Mike, to prepare yourself to be that much tougher when you get to that point again, I would think you'd want to this season that you got last year. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. How to carry yourself mentally one more step than you got last year?
I think last year we just went through some very unique situation. We had a very, very skid of some poor football, and then we got hot. And like Coach said, we just kind of ran out of steam. So it's just a matter of really seeing ourselves in the Super Bowl, envisioning it, and knowing that we can get there because we've gotten very close. And there's no doubt in my mind, had we went, we would perform the way that we wanted to. So it's just a matter of believing it and knowing that we can do it and not allowing anything or anyone to get in our way.
Is that different from in the past? Why is visualization so important to you? Had you visualized in that way before this offseason?
I personally have. You know, I can't speak for anybody else, but it's definitely something that I'm going to try to introduce to the guys, let them see themselves doing something great. Coach Norman Parker, rest in peace, told us at Iowa before we went and played, I think Penn State was ranked number 2. He said, close your eyes and envision yourself doing something great. Envision yourself winning this game, envisioning that locker room after this win. And we went out there and played a spectacular game. So just knowing that as the mind goes, the body will follow, truly is a mind over matter thing. And you mentioned how Aaron said, as you get older, it gets a little harder. Well, as you get older, that's just, you get that much more mental toughness and a lot of wisdom comes with it. So I've been around a couple years, been in the playoffs every year, been to 22 championship games, a bunch of divisional games, and I know this team can get there. It's just a matter of making sure we all can believe that we can get there, and having a guy like Martellus Bennett join the team, a guy who's done it, a guy with a lot of confidence, having a guy like Jari joining the team, a lot of experience, a guy like Ricky Jean joining the team, was part of a great, great defense and bringing some of the things he learned from that San Francisco defensive culture over here. All that helps. You know, a guy like Lance Kendricks, who's a vet, who's hungry, that just helps out the team a lot.
Mike, with all that said, you're getting older too, and you know that window can be closing. You want to make the most of it when you've got a guy like Aaron Rodgers on your team, don't you?
Absolutely, and if I'm getting older, Aaron's getting older too, and he's a lot older than I am, so it's just we have to make sure we get there. To have one of the best quarterbacks to ever play this game, he is, and he's only been to one Super Bowl. We have to make sure we change that.
Mike, how close do you feel this defense is to getting to where it needs to be to make that?
I think we're making a lot of steps in the right direction. I like the way we drafted. I like everything that I see out of Jones right now. The kid just does not care. He's coming and he's going to bring the wood without the pads on. So I can only imagine he's going to play physical with the pads on. He's got a great demeanor, comes in, and he's about his business. Doesn't talk, he's not joking. He ain't here to make friends, he's here to play football. He's here to earn a job and he's here to prove that he belongs here. And when you get a young guy like that, that makes me work even that much harder because he's coming with the right mentality, and being a veteran, I have to make sure I show him the way by doing things the right way. So I'm excited to have him, and it's going to be fun.
What do you remember about your second year? You made a big jump and became more vocal, is what we remember. And do you see some of those same things in Kenny this year? He was so young.
Yeah, and Kenny is still. Yeah, he still is really young, but he's very mature for his age. Most guys come to the NFL that age, they struggle. And I don't see where Kenny has struggled with immaturity or anything like that. He's had to be the man of the house for a long time now, and he's like he comes in and he's more mature than a lot of guys older than him. So it's good. It's good to have a guy like that coming on the team, and he's definitely even more mature this year than he was last year. He's got a chip on his shoulder. He doesn't like all the criticism he received last year, and I thought he did a heck of a job last year, and he's only going to do better this year.